Welcome, people. We're back, I guess. Question mark show? Maybe? I don't know. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Viral Viper, aka Viper Freeze, with my co-host,
The Renegade Enigma.
And we are back, maybe. Possibly. Question marks.
Yeah, we had a little hiatus due to personal reasons and whatnot. Lana put a restraining order on me. We got a divorce, and yeah, that happened.
I just thought you were allergic to dog food. That's what I thought, but I was not sure. But I'm glad that the restraining order got lifted and the divorce is settled. You could finally have that Hell in a Cell match with the cage.
With the cage. But yeah, we're back.
Yes, and this is the WrestleMania 2000 episode.
2029, because that's what is in WWE 2K20. Haha.
In what?
WWE 2K20, you know, the flopped game that they fucked up on.
2K20? What? WWE 2K20? Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
But yeah.
So we're back and we're going to talk about wrestling. Maybe. So, where do you want to start?
Seeing the fact that the pay-per-view this Sunday, might as well get that over with.
Okay, well, there's no pay-per-view. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Goodbye!
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, there's really no card. Like, they're still building a card as we speak. So it's like, what the hell? We just found out last night, or two nights ago, whenever the fuck backstage was, that the Viking Raiders are having an open challenge for the Tag Team Championships.
Which more than likely is going to be against the OC. At least that's what I picked. On my channel, my YouTube channel, Everything Enigma. So, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one.
Because it makes the most sense because, you know, they beat them in the Saudi Arabia show and whatnot, so.
Yeah, they only are best tag team champions in Saudi Arabia, but they haven't proven that in America yet, so that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Also, we have the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the New Day versus the Revival. Yeah.
Which I heard a rumor, like, initially it was supposed to be against Rudolph, but in case y'all didn't know, Bobby Roode got suspended for, 30 days?
Yeah, but we all know the real reason he got suspended. We know.
Okay.
It's Christmas time, and they didn't want anybody to say Rudolph. They knew what they were doing. They were on top of this whole thing.
That actually makes sense. I didn't think about that.
Screw you, WWE. We know what you're doing.
Wow.
And then we also have a tables match. Rusev versus Bobby Lashley. Which I'm still not understanding why it's a tables match. What? Explain that
because
to me.
Because during the divorce segment that I was referencing with my little joke earlier, one of them put the other one through the table and you said, watch it be a tables match, and you created this mess. So it's all your fault.
Well, I actually thought it was because they both used the table with Lana. But wait, whoa, that's too far.
Oh.
Anyway. Also, we have Bartender Cabron versus Roman Reigns.
In a TLC match, which that I don't understand.
It's going to be at the pay-per-view. TLC.
Yeah, but like that makes it like it's the main event, and that should not be the main event.
Because it's at the pay-per-view? It's at TLC.
Yeah, but we have another TLC match, which we're going to discuss in a minute, but
all of these matches are at TLC. What are you talking about?
The TLC match, you asshole.
Yeah, yes, it's at TLC, the match pay-per-view. Yeah, the match at the pay-per-view, right.
You're a jerk. Anyway... The initial rumor is that it was supposed to be a dog collar match. Even though this whole storyline is lame, I would have been, like, happier with that stipulation, actually.
Makes fucking sense after he poured fucking dog food on him. But yes. Hey, we're just gonna go with a TLC match because we're at TLC and none of this makes sense. Yay!
Like, why not make The Miz versus The Fiend a TLC match? That makes less sense, but it makes more sense than that particular match.
Why don't we just make The Miz versus Bray Wyatt a homecoming match? Because it's all about going home!
Didn't they have that before? Wasn't it the match between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton? The one with the like bugs on the floor and all that shit?
No, that was a WrestleMania match. That was a match after it. The crap match that no one wants to remember.
I remember.
I didn't want to remember. You didn't have to remind me.
You're welcome.
Jesus. He put a goddamn refrigerator on him.
Yeah.
It was called House of Horror for a reason.
There you go, House of Horror.
Jesus.
But yeah, that was a thing. Like, you can make that match a TLC match, you know what I mean? Because it's for the title. So
it's not for the title.
Huh?
It's not for the title.
It's not for the title?
Nope.
What the fuck?
It's just Bray Wyatt versus Miz.
What the fuck for? Are you fucking serious or are you playing with me?
No, I'm being dead serious. It's for nothing.
Yo, that makes no fucking sense then.
Did you really think any of it made sense? No.
This whole makes no fucking sense. Anyway, whatever. The actual TLC match is on the show that makes sense. Kind of, anyway.
Oh, you mean the Kabuki Warriors versus Becky and Charlotte? That one makes sense.
Makes more sense than the other one.
It makes more sense than nothing. Like, what is the point? Like, why was it a TLC match? Like, there's nothing. They have literally used no weapons and made this a TLC match. Why? Why are the tag team champions fighting the fucking Raw Women's Champion? What is... This makes no sense. No sense at all.
Is that it? I don't know.
Well, SmackDown didn't happen, so they're probably just going to add a shit ton of dumbass matches there. Why not?
Oh, I forgot. The one good match I think that they're going to have, unless they put in a pre-show, which God help us if they do, Buddy Murphy versus Aleister Black.
That's the only goddamn match that anybody cares about. Like, what the fuck? It is the only match that people care about. Like, it made sense. Even though the build-up for it that one night was fucking stupid, but it made sense.
He knocked on his door and he picked a fight with him.
He knocked on his door and said, I want to fight you. He didn't even come to the door until 20 minutes later until he walked off. And then he's like, hey, did somebody knock on my door? No. Who knocked on your door, dick? What were you doing? You're in a goddamn room in a closet. Just answer the fucking door. But no.
Probably was on the toilet, Viper. Probably the toilet.
And then, after Buddy Murphy's match, he waits for him and said, did you knock on my door? No! No, he didn't knock on your door. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's going to be a great match, but what the fuck?
Can't admit that it was kind of hilarious, though.
It was fucking crazy.
But yeah, we run down the matches. Predictions?
Show's gonna suck. Predicted.
I'm gonna run down it real fast because I could care less about this pay-per-view. Bray Wyatt's gonna win. Aleister Black's gonna win. The Kabuki Warriors are gonna win.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I don't think the Kabuki Warriors are gonna win.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's gonna be Charlotte and Kabuki.
Did you just call her Kabuki?
Yes, I forgot her name, but called her Kabuki. Yeah, Kabuki.
What the fuck? What the fuck? The New Day is gonna win. If it's the OC, which more than likely it will be, the OC is gonna win.
Do you think they're gonna win?
Yeah. What else? I forget.
Rusev, Lana's gonna win.
Yeah, it'd be funny if she had like another guy on the side and that whole shit.
Yeah, that That would fuck everybody up, including me.
Including Lana. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
That's what the table is there for. That's exactly what it's there for.
But yeah, in that match, I'm going to have to go with Bobby because this is going to continue as much as people don't want it to. I've enjoyed pieces of this storyline, like the funny parts.
Yeah, you can't say that you enjoyed the whole thing. It's just like little pieces here and there are like, hey, this is kind of cool. And then you remember that this whole thing is together and you're like, oh, this is part of a whole story. I don't think it's all that cool now.
Like, it's due to Rusev. Like, his acting skills has gotten so much better or whatever. Like, you kind of believe what he's saying or whatever.
You know why? Because he just stopped caring. He said, fuck it. Just fuck it.
Like, Lana, you don't believe at all? But like, Bobby told me you were cheating. Like, that doesn't sound believable at all. But then his reaction, what? Like, what the fuck?
And why does she keep talking about sex? Like, she just keeps saying sex, 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 sex. Like, yep. Why? Like, why?
Yeah, we're still in PG, though.
It's like, it's not even making sense. You just say sex and say sex. Like, what the fuck? You said sex six times. You said six sex times. Like, why?
And this is what the Attitude Era marks wanted. They wanted more, I guess, adult-oriented storylines.
Well, if you want more adult storylines and you want Attitude Era, you tune in to TNT on Wednesday nights and you'll get your Attitude Era, pal.
Basically, I mean, this is Attitude Era S Club. You get what you ask for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But watch on Wednesdays on TNT at 8 o'clock and get your Attitude Era.
Okay.
That's what you want. You want the Attitude Era? You want the old school stuff, the stuff that you liked to like when you were younger? It's on AEW, pal. You go right there and get into it.
Honestly, none of that. It reminds me of the Attitude Era, except the fact they say shit every so often.
And Chris Jericho's there, so that's definitely Attitude Era.
Okay.
JR is on commentary. You don't think that's Attitude, baby?
No, like you said a couple like episodes ago, we need to get rid of people like JR, Jerry King Lawler, people like that.
But we want the Attitude Era, so we're gonna go back to AEW.
No.
That's what we're gonna do, pal.
Well, good luck on that on your own. I'm not going.
And neither is half of the wrestling community, but still!
I'll stick to the fucking lame ass Rusev storyline. Thank you.
I ain't sticking to that. Fuck you, I'm out. I'm not doing it. Okay. Heck you,
guys. I'd rather have that than the lame ass shit that they mostly do in AEW and whatever. Like, it feels like a rehash of everything.
Yes, but
WCW.
Yeah, well, it's like an Attitude Era WCW hybrid. That's what it's like.
Mind you, it has good moments. It just, I don't know. It's not worth all the hype.
Listen, the ratings came out today, and it is the scariest ratings that I've ever saw for two shows competing for each other.
Okay.
It was exactly the fucking same. Like, every number is exactly the fucking same. It is literally 776,000 people watch both shows. Exact same number. No difference. No one was better. Exact same fucking number.
That's some shit.
That is fucking crazy. And the fact that I feel like both shows didn't give a fuck this week and just said, hey, fuck it. I agree. I agree that it was just like exactly the same. Like both of these shows, NXT and AEW was building up for next week. Like we had a few good matches on AEW, few good matches on NXT. Yeah, but it's like they literally the whole show you see they're building up for next week. And it's like, yeah. So what's the point?
I gotta agree with that like wholeheartedly. Like usually I come across as the NXT mark and whatever, but this week's NXT wasn't great either.
Like, they had a great moment with Angel Garza winning the Cruiserweight title and then proposing to his girlfriend. The match was great.
Leading to something, I think.
Oh, it's definitely leading into something. If they don't let it lead into something, I'm going to Florida and kicking somebody's ass.
Like, exactly. Because,
like, it's the perfect setup for Leo Rush to do something to his fiance. Like, come on. It's perfect.
I'm sorry. I had to point this out. Am I the only one that pops when Angel Garza does his whole spiel with, like, ripping off his pants?
No, you're not. You're not the only one.
Mind you, I'm a heterosexual, y'all.
Okay.
I just gotta put that up.
Sexual, but it's a thing, and this is gonna sound weird. When people take off their pants during wrestling matches, it is actually the coolest thing.
Like, it's funny. I don't know why, especially when he does it.
Like, I've been watching Taichi from New Japan. He's been doing it for years. And it's, for some reason, it's the spot of the match. When he takes off his pants, it's the spot of the match. When Angel Garza does it, it's fucking hilarious, too. When Breezango does it, I didn't even know they were going to do it. It was great, also.
Shit. But yeah. That and the three-way, the only, like, noteworthy thing. And Breezango, because it kind of fucked me up like they were doctors this week.
So you're not going to mention Mia Yim and Dakota Kai trying to kill each other?
No, because that was too violent for our show. Apparently, like, Bart Simpson would say, God, stitches. Bitching.
Yeah, she busted her fucking head. I told you, I was like, her head hit the table.
Yeah. They did a spot, and I'm not sure, was it after the match? Mia Yim did like a suplex off of some shit through a table, but it was another table right next to it, and Dakota's head hit the second table.
Bounced right off that shit.
It's hard to explain, you have to see it to fully understand it, but it's hard to explain.
But it was a brutal match. Like, this match was deserved because of what happened at War Games, but it just was really brutal.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a rematch.
Yeah, it probably will be.
Next week they're promoting Shayna Baszler versus Rhea Ripley, which that's going to be an awesome match too.
Title's changing.
Yeah, I see that too.
Title's definitely changing.
We've been saying that for the longest, though, but so you never know with NXT.
And on fucking AEW, they... MJF made fun of Cody's lisp.
Like, yeah. Like, the weird part about it, I never noticed he had a lisp.
How?
I don't know. Like, it's not out there, like, let's say, like, a Jake Hager and whatnot. Notice they never let him talk. Like, yeah. I've noticed that. Like, it gotta be because of that.
Yeah, but Cody's lisp is out there. Like, especially when he's talking fast or he gets angry. Like, you can definitely tell he has a lisp.
I don't know. I've never noticed it.
And the funny part is, I noticed it way more when he first started. Like, when in WWE, when he very first started, I noticed it. And then he worked really hard to kind of disguise it. Like, so he's been doing good.
You mean when he was teaming up with Hardcore Holly or, like, when he teamed up with Ted DiBiase?
Hardcore Holly.
Oh, okay. Wow. From the beginning, then. Okay.
Yeah, so I know. But, yeah, MJF made fun of it. And it was funny how, like, I heard half of the people go, Cody has a lisp? And then the other half was like, why would you do that? That's so wrong! And, like, both parties, I was like, what? I'm very confused. What are you talking about?
I think I fell in that category.
Like, it was really funny. It was really funny.
Like, only thing in my mind was like, huh? Okay.
No, I was just confused at the reactions. But, like, when he said it, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I saw the reactions. I was like, why is everybody so weird?
I I was tempted to fucking, like, hit up Cody on Twitter and be like, dude, you have a lisp? I've never noticed that.
He would have probably tweeted you back.
But yeah, like little, like, things here and there. Basically, AEW and NXT was hit and miss, like, in segments. Nothing great.
They're setting up Kenny Omega and Hangman Page.
I noticed that too. Like, it seemed like Hangman's gonna go through a heel turn and whatnot.
Dude, he really needs it, because, like, truth be told, like, after the show began, it was like, fuck it. Like, fuck Hangman Page. They have not done anything good with him.
Basically, like, he really didn't need them, because, like, he's that talented. Only thing I would change from him is his music. Like, I don't like his music.
Okay. I actually don't like his music, but, like, I liked his old music.
Okay.
Like, he had music before this that was way better. But, yeah, like, I don't know. He needs something, because he just needs something, like a fresh paint of coat.
Yeah.
Jericho and Jungle Boy is next week in a 10-minute match.
Do you notice that they've been saying his real name lately?
Yeah, I don't know why. Just, like, his gimmick is Jungle Boy. Just call him Jungle Boy, not Jungle Boy Luke Perry.
Jack Perry. But Jack, I got
you. You know his name.
No, I'm just saying, though. And, like, I'm glad you said it like that, though, because I think it's due to that, you know, the whole Luke Perry thing. They're trying to capitalize on that, which I think that's in bad taste.
Listen, I don't have a problem with them capitalizing on it, because it's trying to get the fan base, like something like just trying to attract the fan base, like, yo, it's Luke Perry's son. Look, boom. Like, if this was WWE, they'd do the same shit.
And I wouldn't agree with that either. Like, to me, that's bad. Like, the man passed away, you know what I mean? If he was living, fine. Fuck it. Capitalize on it like a motherfucker.
But you know dead. How many dead people wrestlers use? Like, it's totally fine. You know how many times they've used Dusty since he died? Like, it's cool.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with the whole adding dead people into, like, storylines thing. I hated it when they did it with Eddie Guerrero. I hated it when they did it with Paul Bearer. The Paul Bearer thing was disgusting to me.
I didn't find it disgusting because the simple fact of I knew Paul Bearer was totally cool with it. Because he even said it before he died. He was like, if I ever die, you can use me in the storyline. So that's why I was like, all right, I'm cool with it.
No, that's fine and dandy, but, like, my personal opinion, like, it was bad. Like, Eddie Guerrero might have been, like, totally fine with them using his name in storylines and whatever. Me? Like, no. I don't like that.
No, I got it. I totally got it.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not one of these, like, sensitive, like, snowflake marks or whatever. But that kind of, like, a pet peeve to me. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, because he'll make sex jokes. And those are the dirtiest jokes out there.
All right, moving on. But
I did one thing that I'm, like, totally fucking confused on with AEW. Mm-hmm. It's women's situation. Like, okay, I'm so fucking confused. All right, you have a list of people who are number one contenders, and then you keep beating them week by week. But they're not being beat by other contenders. They're being beat by people who's just on the fucking list. Like, Big Swole is the number three contender for the title. She lost to Emi Sakura, who's, like, number nine. Hikaru Shida lost last week to somebody who wasn't even on the list.
Here's my question. Uh-huh. How is Big Swole the number three contender when she just signed? She just showed up.
Here's the thing that they butt fucking dick jackets on. They have matches on Dark and they qualify. They mean something. They don't fucking tell us what the fuck is going on in Dark. They don't recap it. They don't say shit. Whatever happens on Dark, fuck it. If you're not watching YouTube, you're lost.
They say it here and there, though, because, like, they mentioned something about Trent Beretta beating Pentagon, which is, like, they said it, but it was, like, a total, like, throwaway comment and whatever.
It was said in passing, because for some fucking reason, they don't act like it's part of the show. And yeah. I've said that since day fucking one. Shit happens on Dark. They don't fucking acknowledge it, and they act like it's not part of the show. Like, you have a ranking system that fucking gets shuffled on fucking Dark because they have matches. And you don't bring it up. You just show the fucking rankings. It's like, this is the rankings now. Just like you said, you like, how the fuck is Swole number 3? Because of fucking Dark. They need to get their shit together.
Basically.
Like, this is some of the dumbest shit, because I know a bunch of people that don't watch AEW Dark because it's like, yo, it's too much wrestling to watch. I'll just stick to watching AEW. And they always asking questions like, dude, how the fuck is this happening? What the fuck is going on? And I'm like, it's some dumb shit that happened on Dark. Don't worry about it. And like, then like this, yeah, just like you. And like the shit on Dark is like, they're like, no, this all matters. It's like, what the fuck? Why? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. They need to. Next year, I'm giving them a pass until 2020. January 1st, 2020, if you don't have your shit together, I'm going to start kicking some ass and cursing. Fuck that.
Or drop them, because, like, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, at this point, we, like, it's so much wrestling. We dropped NXT UK. And there's a lot going on in that shit, apparently.
Here's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to take this, and you can back me up with this.
Okay.
We have not watched NXT UK for like 3 months. I watched 4 clips online today of NXT UK, and I felt like, hey, I didn't even miss much. It felt like I just watched last week, and this is like the next episode. I feel like I didn't miss shit.
I agree, but at the same time, I disagree. Because apparently, Gallus are good guys now, apparently. That's the way I'm taking it. By the match that they had or having.
The match that they had, it seemed like they were good guys. The match that they're in, the 4-way ladder match, mm-hmm. is coming up in the pay-per-view, they're the heels. Like, okay. Them and fucking Imperium are the heels. It's fucking Imperium, Gallus, what the fuck is dude's name? Flash and other guy.
Mandrews.
Yeah, Mandrews and Flash.
And I know the match you're talking about. So the Grizzled Young Veterans, I believe.
Yeah, the Grizzled Young Vets.
Yeah.
And it's like, goddamn, man. But whatever. Whatever. It's whatever. Like, there's a fucking triple threat match for the UK women's title, which is Toni Storm, Kaylee Ray, and Viper. And I'm really pissed about this match.
Okay.
I just want fucking Toni Storm out of NXT UK. She needs to be on NXT or the main roster. Just take her out. Just take her out. Just have her lose this fucking match. Take her out. She deserves the world. She needs to be in America showing off her skills.
But like, not for nothing, but that's only because we're currently not watching it right now. That's why. So she's not on your radar per se right now?
Dude.
Wait. I have a point to this, right?
Uh-huh.
Going back to the AEW thing, if they keep fucking up and we stop watching them, you know what I mean? We'll probably go back to NXT UK and whatnot. So everything will be all right, at least with us. I do agree, however, she deserves a bigger platform, though.
Yes, like, I want to see her wrestle the NXT USA people. I want to see her wrestle Raw and SmackDown people. Like, she's a fucking star. Like, everything about her is a star. Like, her look, her in-ring, her vibe. Like, everything about her, she's just a fucking star. Like, she's, like, the coolest chick. And you're like, yo, I need to see her wrestle. She gets in there and, like, steals the show. And you're like, oh, my God, she's one of the best wrestlers in this business. She's still in her early 20s. She needs to be, like, dude, imagine her being interjected into the NXT women's division. Like, the crazy-ass, badass NXT women's division. The women's division did fucking steal the show every week. That division. Add her into that.
Because it's crazy, like, shit now, so.
Yeah, it then add her into it, and it's like, yo, there's no other women's division can touch them. Even Raw and SmackDown. Which,
it's not like she didn't have exposure over here either, because she was in more games.
She was on Survivor Series.
Oh, Survivor Series? Okay. Yeah, she was in Survivor Series. I know it was one or the other, so.
Yeah, and like, she was on Survivor Series and like got a huge pop. And it's like, come on, WWE. Like, she was in there with like having like good matches with everybody that was in there. And it's like, come on, like, you don't see that? Like, just come on. Just come on.
But it's like I always say, it's not like you said, come on, WWE. It's not really a WWE thing per se. It's a Vince thing.
Okay, well, I'm not talking to Vince. I'm talking to Paul. Come on, Paul. Do the right thing. Bring Tony over.
Yeah, if he had more stroke like that, I'm sure, like, a lot of things that we want, it would be done if it was Paul's, like, thing, but it's Vince.
We'll see in the eventual time if it's really Vince or it's just laziness. We'll see.
Because a lot of things people blame Vince for and, like, it's shit out there. Like, recently I heard, and, like, you could tell me if it's bullshit or not, which part of me thinks it's bullshit, but whatever. Vince, quote-unquote, does not like Humberto Carrillo and whatnot anymore. He probably liked him at one point, but doesn't like him anymore, and he's de-pushing him.
Okay. The thing is, it's true at the same time, because it's like, dude, he gives you a certain amount of time to get over. You don't get over, fuck you. And it's like, he gave him time, but the time he gave him, he beat him like 5 times. And people are like, yo, we're not going to get behind this dude who's lost like 5 times. Fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, he gives you a certain amount of time, and it's like, if you don't get over, then I'm done with you. Look at what he did with Cedric Alexander.
I'm just about to point that out. Like, how can you get over if you're booked to lose? You know what I mean?
Because they have this special Daniel Bryan from years ago type thing of when he was the loser and everybody got behind him. It was because we actually cared about him before he got there. That was the problem. We cared about him before he even showed up.
Exactly. So I don't know how to say it, but that mind frame doesn't work with everyone.
Yeah, that thought process doesn't work with everyone.
You know what I mean? It's like me becoming a wrestler. Don't nobody give a fuck about me. Half these motherfuckers listen to us don't even know what the fuck I look like. I become a wrestler, have a huge-ass losing streak. Ain't no one gonna give a fuck.
They do know what you look like. They follow your Instagram page.
I'm the guy with the purple hair.
You're the Joker?
He has green hair.
You're the Joker's brother, Ochre? I don't know.
That becomes a thing, I'm beating you up, but yeah.
Well, prepare, because in 2020, DC's launching Joker. His brother. All right, let me stop. But yeah. I was actually waiting for you to finish your point, but you just stopped. But
you said, but yeah, I thought you was gonna like say something about it and whatever. But like I was saying earlier, if AEW doesn't accept the game, like, and fix their shit and whatever, you don't know what you're gonna do. You're pretty much gonna like drop them and whatnot. And, like, we'll probably go back to fucking NXT UK. You know what I mean? So, everything's gonna be okay as far as us with Tony Storm and the people that are there, because NXT UK is lacking something. They have the talent. They have Walter, they have Tony Storm, they have Kaylee Ray, they have Imperium, because all those guys in that are, like, awesome. They have the guy with the red eyes whose name escapes me right now.
Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah, him I really like, even though I forgot his name at the moment, but I really like him.
Yeah, it's Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah. And they probably got a bunch of new guys like these past couple of months that we like dropped off, but you know, that's the thing.
If we show up and they have nobody new, I'm cutting them off immediately. Like, I know that their pay-per-view is like January 20th or something, like on a Saturday. So yeah.
Ironically enough, like, I'm ready to tune into that, so.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for it.
Yeah. Won't have no idea what the hell's going on, but I'll tune in.
Like, the main event is Walter versus Joe Coffey.
Okay.
Is it Joe Coffey? You know, the dude from Gallus.
Yeah, Joe's the leader, so it has to be Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe Coffey.
The big brother. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I just basically ran down all the matches that were signed for the show already.
Pretty much. And I don't think we're really going to touch on Raw, SmackDown for the past couple weeks because nothing amazing happened. If something happened last week, like, whatever. If it was last week.
Dog food.
Oh, yeah, the dog food segment.
Dog food, yeah. Dog food.
Apparently, CM Punk really liked that, John, because like he compared it to the movie Carrie.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it makes sense if you think about it that way, but it's like, still, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Morrison's coming back to television real soon, apparently.
Well, I mean, Royal Rumble is coming up, so yeah.
Hopefully he's Team Blue.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or would you rather he go to NXT?
I don't, like, honestly, like, he's really good, so I don't give a shit where he goes. Like, maybe him showing up will, like, inject something into something, and everybody be like, yay!
Because NXT and SmackDown are number one and number two shows. Yes, I said fuck Raw.
Dude, that's not cool. Like, the Street Profits on Raw.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They had, like, an awesome segment on that shit, too. Like, their whole news report thing.
Yeah, it was like the Saturday Night Live news report, but it's called the Monday After Weekend Update.
Some shit like that. Like, they need to keep doing that shit. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, because they're fucking awesome.
Yeah. But move them to fucking SmackDown or back to NXT, though. Raw's not cutting it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't watch MLW.
I mean, it was pretty much Tom talking about, like, hey, man, screw that guy. He was like, screw the Von Erichs, I'm all for myself. And it's like, dude, are you fucking shitting me? Like, fuck them guys. Like,
like, you brought them in and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly, like, fuck that guy, like, what the fuck? But yeah, it was, like, it was Tom just basically being like, yo, I don't want to be part of a faction, fuck those guys, whatever, whatever. And, you know, Mance Warner and his whole Jimmy Havoc, them still fighting each other, still wanting to kill each other. Which, like, that literally, is gonna keep, they're going to keep going until somebody actually dies and I'm going to laugh. Like, seriously. That like, seriously, if somebody actually does.
Right.
Like, that's going to be fucking hilarious.
Another one we haven't watched in a while is Impact Wrestling, so that might be another replacement for AEW. We drop off of that.
Dude, like, we've been watching Impact. We just haven't been watching it this week.
Here's the thing. I've only been watching YouTube clips.
Oh. But yeah, Rob Van Dam fought Rhino. That's a thing.
Like, I felt so bad for that match, like the clips that I've seen. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's like two old men fighting.
Why did you feel bad?
Two old, fat old men fighting. Like, I thought I was watching that movie Grumpy Old Men. Like, no.
Dude, stop saying that. We're two fat old men that fight.
Okay.
I don't know. It sounds like the right thing to say, bro. I don't know.
Like, Rob Van Dam hit his split leg moonsault. It looked horrible. And when I say horrible, horrible. And then Rhino hit the gore through a table. It is.
But still,
there's nothing good about that.
Still, okay, their hair. They mostly have all of their hair except for Rob Van Dam, who like is growing backwards.
He needs to fucking shave that shit like Sean did. Like, it comes a time when you need to get rid of your shit.
Dude, that is not cool. Don't talk about older people and their hair. Like, one day Triple H is gonna shave his head.
Too late.
Oh, damn.
Ironically, about him is he lost it all on the top of his head and grew it all on his face.
See, that's what happens. You gotta take one out to get the other. But you're not lacking the Trey Miguel Ace Austin storyline?
I don't even know what that is. Last I checked, it had something to do with his mother?
Yes, Ace Austin is like totally trying to bang his mom. But Trey Miguel is like number one contender. But the whole story is he wants the title, but he wants his mom. Like, I really hope they turn that into a stipulation. Like, that would be so cool.
Oh, why not put his mom on a crane match?
What is this, WCW 2000?
Yes.
They are better than WCW 2000. They have their own Never mind. WCW had their own channel. Well, they're the same. You're right.
Judy Bagwell.
Tessa Blanchard is going to fight Sami Callihan soon. It's coming. It's coming. Can't wait for that.
Let me guess. You was about to call him either Zane or Guevara.
No, I wasn't going to call him Guevara. I was going to say him Callum. I was going to botch the ending, but it's Callahan.
So, oh, shit.
But that is coming up at the pay-per-view in January. Hard to Kill, is it? I think it is.
I believe it's Hard to Kill, yeah. Like, they have, like, they're... The thing about Impact, they're, like, convoluted because they have their regular Impact shows. And then they have, like, their Super Impact shows, which is basically their pay-per-views, which they make, like, episodes, like, for example, A Hard Justice or something like that. And then they have their actual pay-per-views.
Yeah, and they also have their random Twitch shows that, like, they do very bad at promoting. Just fuck it. Just throw this out there. They do very bad at promoting their own shit because they don't tell you, hey, this is a pay-per-view, this is a one-off show, or this is a fucking Twitch show. They're really bad at this.
Oh, but they're quick to promote like other shit because like they've been promoting AAA lately.
Yo, I don't know how big of horse AAA is, but they work with every promotion. They work with MLW. They work with Impact. They work with AEW. They work with every fucking promotion.
Give it a week. They'll be with WWE.
I pray and hope they're not. I really don't.
They did that years ago, though. That was a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else that happened, like, major in wrestling.
They announced a whole card for, Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Like, that's probably why I wouldn't know, because I don't follow New Japan like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, they announced a card that on night one, they're going to have the first two matches of the mini tournament. It's going to be Jay White versus Naito for the Intercontinental title.
Okay.
And Okada versus Ibushi for the world title. And the winners of that match will fight the next night on January 5th. And will be double champion. And the loser also will fight that night And the loser, even though they get nothing, will probably wind up with a title shot at the double champion eventually.
So regardless, at the end of this, there's going to be a double champion?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it's going to be a double champion for the first time ever in New Japan history. And I pray to God that it's Naito versus Okada, because it's literally a 6-year build to this fucking match. Because the first time they fought was in 2014. And it was for the world title, because Naito had just won a G1, which was the first time ever the G1 winner gets to fight the champion at Wrestle Kingdom. And they had a match. And the match was there. Then they had the Intercontinental title match, and it was Nakamura versus Tanahashi. So Nakamura and Tanahashi were more popular than Naito and Okada back then. And they had a vote, and the vote was, who's going to main event Wrestle Kingdom? They voted the Intercontinental title match with Nakamura and Tanahashi to main event, and the world title match with Okada and Naito to be the second main event. So they didn't get to close the show. And ever since then, Naito's been pissed off about it. Like, he even, like, he tried to be okay with it. Then he went on excursion again and went and met La Sombra Roche and joined up with Los Ingobernables. And that's how he started to turn and went crazy. Because it was all because of that loss and people saying, yo, you're not popular enough. And then, like, it just kept going. He won the title one time against Okada, but it wasn't big enough. It wasn't there. He won the Intercontinental title and started throwing the fucking belt around because it's like, yo, I fucking hate this belt. I wasn't popular enough to main event because of this belt.
And I remember that.
Like, it just kept going and going. He fought Okada at Wrestle Kingdom 2 years ago, and it was like, okay, cool. It's finally happening. And what happened? Okada still beat him. Naito was so pissed. And this time, Naito said, fuck it. Yo, I want to main event Wrestle Kingdom, and I want to be double champion. This ties in his whole entire 6 years. Like, this is literally a slow burn build. If him and Okada are not the last two on January 5th fighting for both titles, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I know that the internet is going to fucking melt down. I might melt down too.
I don't even follow it like that, and I know that should be the match.
Because it feels like it's a 6-year story. It's a 6-year story that built up for so fucking long, and it needs to happen. Like, it would be fucking amazing.
Basically, like, there's, like, some legitimacy to that shit. Like, Jay White in there against anybody would probably be a good match, but it lacks the backstory.
Yes. It totally lacks the backstory.
Who's the other one? Ibushi?
Yes.
Ibushi also. And I feel like Ibushi kind of fell off a little bit.
He didn't fell off. He just doesn't feel important right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's going to be one of the losers, but he's going to win and fight Naito eventually, because they have a backstory and they try to kill each other literally in the ring, because they were best friends before, and every time they wrestled, they try to kill each other. Like, totally try to kill each other. And it's like, it's so sick that last time they wrestled, they tried to kill each other so bad, fucking Dave Meltzer said, I'm not rating this fucking match because you two tried to kill each other and I'm not condoning this. That's how fucking bad it was.
When you say they were best friends, you don't mean like Ibushi and Kenny thing, right?
No. Like, okay. So, when Naito was coming up and Ibushi had like just started coming over and being part of New Japan, because he used to be in DDT before this.
Yeah, I remember
that. He start coming over and like being part of New Japan. Him and Naito were close. Like, they used to hang out and do stuff. And it was like, they were friends. Like, they're friends. So, every time they wrestle, they try to kill each other because it's like, hey, we were friends.
That's what friends are for.
Basically.
We're no longer friends, by the way.
Okay. And then we have Hideo Itami, Kenta, and Goto fighting for the never openweight title, which has a good backstory, even though Kenta's only been back for like 6 months.
It has. And Goto's kind of going to WWE. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes, because, okay, I know you guys don't follow, and it's very weird. Kenta has been in this tag league thing, and after it, he has been cutting these promos. And these promos have been weirder and weirder and weirder. Like, first they start off with him insulting Goto, and it was like, alright, cool, we know where that's going. Then it started to turn into a love story. And we're like, okay, we're not sure where this is going, but we'll watch. And then it got to the point where he turned his last 3 or 4 things into a J drama. Like, he literally turned into a Japanese drama story about him and some girl and his tag team partner being a stalker. And it just got really creepy. And it was like, dude, what the fuck is this going to? And then he brought it all back around and was like, oh, I'm just talking about Goto. And it's like, okay, whatever, but dude, that was creepy.
Okay.
Yes, Kenta is a weirdo, and it is very entertaining. Him and Goto have been beefing, and he basically told Goto he could never make it in WWE, and Goto said, hey, I'll go over there and get one of those funny names. I'll be popular. And Goto said, I'm leaving January 5th to go to WWE. And everybody had a fucking meltdown, but everybody did not pay attention to the storyline on Twitter. But pay attention to the storyline. Nothing's happening.
Just put a mask on him. Have him go to the WWE, put a mask on him, and call him Hideo Itami. Not the first time somebody replaced somebody in a mask.
And you know what happens to people who replace people? They get fired.
Eventually.
Rest in peace, Sin Cara.
Which means that the B no longer has a face, or do they not have a face?
I thought they got a face now.
Okay.
Like, if he's Sin Cara, he's no face. So if he's not there, they have a face now.
So they do not have a face.
Yes, they not have a face.
Okay. That's how it works.
And also, they let go Luke Harper and
the Ascension.
Yeah, the what now?
Ascension.
Wait, did they let go of all the Ascension? All 4 members of Ascension?
Well, there's one there that no longer works there. He works in NWA, which is Bram, or Thomas Lettermore, I want to say his last name is now.
Yes.
Which you know, he was Cameron.
You know what's funny? Like, the Ascension had 4 members, and one of those members got suspended. The other one got fired. The other 3 been fired.
That's yeah,
that is great.
For those that don't know, the original Ascension were, for those that don't know, Ricardo Rodriguez, because he's the one that brought it together. Not too many people remember that part.
Hello? Him.
Okay. Saul Guerrero, or was it Raquel at the time?
Yes.
Did she have the name Guerrero, or no?
No, she was Raquel Diaz.
Raquel Diaz, okay. You had Primo, which I don't know if he was rocking the cologne last name.
Nope, he was just Primo.
No, it was Epico, in fact. It was Epico.
Oh, it was Epico.
It was Epico. You had the actual Ascension of Connor and Cameron at the time, which is, you know, Thomas Lattimore, like I said.
Yes.
And, was like one more person.
It was, who the hell was it? It was another dude, because they all used to stand on 4 corners.
Yeah.
And it was like the most awesome thing ever.
Basically.
And for those of you who don't know, go look it up. They were part of FCW. It was totally fucking awesome.
Yeah, FCW was the shit.
Yes.
I wish they would put that in WWE Network. Book it, WWE. Book it.
Yo, They really should, because it was so much stuff there. Because it's literally a storyline that I still don't remember how it ends between Bray and Bo Dallas. Like, I don't remember how that ended.
That's when they were, like, actual legit brothers, right? They're legit brothers in real life, but they actually showed them as brothers.
Yes, they actually said they were brothers on the show.
Yeah. Because it was this whole storyline, I want to say, with Oksana?
Yep, it was Oksana.
Okay. I remember that shit.
It was Oksana Bayul, the skater.
What the fuck? Then they had this whole, like, 15-minute, like, medal thing, which is like a short Iron Man match type of thing.
Almost boxed it and said the Ricky Guerrero. The Ricky Guerrero. I meant to say the Ricky Steamboat Honorary Championship. That's what it was.
Yeah, because he was the last one to have it or something?
No, no, no. Rick, remember, Ricky Steamboat was the one who came up with it. Like the medal. And it was a medal that you had to wrestle 15 minutes for. Seth Rollins had it. And that's when it turned into like a big deal when Seth Rollins got it, because he really defended it and made it a big deal. Him and Dean Ambrose went to 2 15-minute time limits, and then they had a 30-minute one. It was like, it was awesome. Like, Seth fought everybody for it. He even fought Richie Steamboat for it. That was cool.
Richie Steamboat would be a Ricky Steamboat's son, for those of you that don't know, which I think he officially retired.
Yes, because of his back injury.
Yeah.
Like, I still think that's, like, really sad. Like, he could have been something.
Yep. I think, like, they eventually were going to make him a heel.
Yeah, because it seemed like that was the way it was going.
Yeah. But that's a thing.
Man, I'm sad I miss FCW.
Eventually, they put that shit on the WWE Network. Which, by the way, one thing that I have to mention, WWE Network actually got an update now. They're starting their tiers thing, apparently. Because now there's a free section.
I just want them to get their shit together.
That should be a t-shirt for you. Get your shit together.
Yes, because every fucking time they fucking do their shit, they log you out and you have to log back in every time. Like, I went in there 3 times and it was like, hey, you can only watch this because this is the free one. I'm like, no, I have an account. Oh, but your account only lets you watch this stuff. No, bitch, I paid money for this. Well, then you have to sign out and sign back in. And then you do it, and the first thing it says is, sign up. It's like, I just signed the fuck in. It's like, oh, no, give us a minute. We're fixing it. And then it goes back to normal. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, the last time I did that, I missed 15 minutes of a fucking show. And then I was like, fuck it. I don't even want to watch the show now. I missed 15 minutes. Like, get your shit together.
Wait till they add the new tier, that rumored new tier with, like, the house shows and all that shit.
Yo, I will pay the money, but you better fix your fucking shit. God damn. That shit is ridiculous.
It is. I didn't get it this time, but I got it, like, before when they updated the whole shit with, like, you could, like, see the superstars and all that shit, like the new WWE Network.
Yeah.
I got it then. I actually had to make a whole new account. That's how fucked up it was.
Well, you have to tell them about the Habla Espanol part.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got this whole glitch now when I watch, like, live, like, shows and whatever. For example, like a pay-per-view. For some odd reason, it keeps going into Spanish. Mind you, for those of you that don't know, I am a Latino. But I don't want to watch that shit in Spanish.
Can we say racist?
No. It has nothing to do with being racist.
No, you're like, racist. They notice you're Spanish. You're like, fuck this. We're going to let you listen to it in Spanish. Fuck that. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'll switch it back to English, but it buffers. So it buffers for like a good like 10, 15 seconds. And then it'll switch back to Spanish again. So, like, I have to, like, buffer every once in a while. So after a while, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch it in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's what happened with this last show with a fucking TakeOver War Games and Survivor Series and whatnot.
Like, they need to get this shit together.
And I have it on two TVs, and it happens on both TVs.
Racist WWE Network. What are y'all, ran by Jim Cornette?
Oh, shit.
That is hilarious.
I'm telling you, one day, there's going to be a company to have a three-man announcement team. It's going to be Jim Cornette, Jerry King Lawler, and Jim Ross.
And it would literally die in 20 seconds.
Yeah. After, like, the Oriental joke from Jim Ross, a fucking Mexican jumping bean joke from Jerry King Lawler, and an Ethiopian joke from fucking Jim Cornette.
And they're done. Like, I don't understand how they cannot just, like, Did you guys fucking evolve with the times? Or like, what the fuck? Like, Jesus.
Don't hire an old guy whose name begins with a J. I just realized that.
Yeah. But no, Jim Ross did give us the best fucking line of 2019.
Okay.
Excalibur said, "It's the Butcher." Who? In the play. Who is it? That is the best line. I will never, ever get over that.
He is old. He is old. Bless his heart.
Yeah, this is fucking awesome. And then at the end of the segment, I don't get it, people, but we'll be back. Jesus Christ.
Like Tony. Tony's old as shit, too, but at least he gets shit.
Yeah, Tony's trying to get hip, and he's trying to understand. And it's like, what the fuck?
But yeah, that's pretty much wrestling.
Yeah, that's wrestling. Next week we might be back, maybe, probably, I don't know. Who knows what happened?
More than likely we'll be back. Like I said, like we didn't like record last week due to personal reasons or whatever. But yeah, more than likely we'll be back next week.
Listen, if you're just gonna keep cutting me off from leaving them with a cliffhanger, then I don't know. I'm trying to make them guess.
It's not a cliffhanger. We're not watching Crisis Infinity Earths, goddammit.
No, fuck them. They got us with a fucking cliffhanger in January. The fuck do you do that for? The fuck? God damn it.
We're not the CW.
TV, it just got that out of my fucking system. And what do you do? Yeah, we won't be back in January. God damn it! Shit.
Yeah, we're not the CW, so that's a thing.
You mean the Flashverse?
Yeah. Or the CW-verse, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's no longer the Arrowverse, so that's a thing.
Good. Bye, Steve in the mail.
Yeah. We basically cover wrestling on here, but since we're on that topic, he hates Stephen Amell.
I don't hate Stephen Amell. I hate the Arrow. Oliver Queen. Yeah, I hate Oliver Queen, the Arrow. I like Stephen Amell. He's a pretty good dude. But the Arrow, Stephen Amell, I mean, Oliver Queen. I hate that guy.
You're confused.
He looks so much like Oliver Queen. That's why.
But yeah, since we went on a fucking tangent about CW now, I think we should end the show right now.
We could. That would be nice. And some people are like, I would really like to know more about this CW-verse or Flash-verse or Crisis on Infinity-verse. Well, you know what?
The CW app on the fucking Hulu app. Like, yeah, look for it. I'm not talking about it.
Jesus Christ, that was cool. But since we're on that one, we're good to end the show. Jesus Christ! Large!
And you would say, I'm stealing your line on this shit? Uh-huh. Fuck this shit. Oh, yeah.